Who says doctors don't make house calls anymore? Welcome to Health and Wellness Solutions with Dr. John Wyckoff.
Good morning, Michigan. This is Dr. Wyckoff, and welcome to another edition of Health and Wellness Solutions. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call. Write down our hotline number. It's toll-free, 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Give us a call. Let's chat this morning about your health and wellness concerns and see if we can get you back on that path to health and wellness naturally. Again, 888-900-9966. It's a privilege on this beautiful Saturday morning to be broadcasting across the state of Michigan. We are broadcasting in Mount Pleasant on 8:30 a.m. WMMI, Petoskey at 11:10 a.m. WJML, Traverse City WJNL at 12:20 a.m., Hastings 12:20 a.m. WBCH, certainly right here in Lansing, our flagship station, 12:40 a.m. WJIM, Greenville 1380 WSCG, Saginaw 12:50 a.m. WNEM, Muskegon, 1490 AM, WODJ. And we'd like to welcome our newest listeners from Grand Rapids, 1340 AM, WJRW. It's a privilege to have you on board this morning. Well, listeners, today we have a special talk. I have a special guest that I'm so excited to bring to you. And I hope that you'll be interested and give us a call. This is we're going to welcome Dr. Thomas O'Brien. Dr. O'Brien has an interest, and he's an international and national speaker on gluten sensitivity. And we're going to talk more about what gluten is. Dr. O'Brien is active with a number of functional medicine groups and is a member of the International Academy of Preventative Medicine. Good morning, Dr. O'Brien.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to help our listeners learn a little bit more about gluten, gluten sensitivity, and how gluten affects them in so many ways, maybe not just in their gastrointestinal tract, but in other areas of their body. So let's start off a little bit, just helping our listeners understand a little bit about what is gluten and where does it come from?
Gluten is the protein in wheat, rye, and barley. So if you've heard of people that have allergies to wheat or allergies to bread or pasta or something, it's usually the gluten molecule that's in that food, which is what they're allergic to.
So there's actually a protein molecule in that carbohydrate, because I think sometimes people think of grains as being almost purely a carbohydrate, something that's broken down easily to sugar, but there's actually a protein, or part of that wheat molecule is a protein called gluten.
That's right. That's why traditionally we've thought that wheat is the staff of life, and although the carbohydrates give us our energy, it's the protein that really feeds our body to grow and develop, build more muscle, build more brain cells. Protein is the building blocks of our body, and breads and wheats do have a percentage of protein in them.
Now, beyond just your typical rye and barley and wheat, are there other dietary sources that people may find gluten?
Well, in terms of the offensive proteins that people can be allergic to, it's the family of glutens that includes wheat, rye, and barley, spelt, kamut, couscous, triticale. They're all part of that same family.
And they would all potentially have the same type of reaction inside the body.
Correct. They all may have a reaction where the immune system says, what's this? This is not good for me. Any one of those or all of those. And when you're sensitive to one, you really have to stay away from all of them.
Listeners, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Dr. O'Brien has a DVD, which he is kindly donating to anyone who calls. And Dr. O'Brien, the DVD, what does that cover?
You know, in our practice, we see a lot of very difficult cases. And when a parent comes in with a child that's been diagnosed with attention deficit, for example, and we do some tests, when mom comes back with the child and I explain to them what the problem is, and it often includes a wheat allergy, she's convinced and she understands because I show her the studies on it. So she's convinced that, my gosh, this is probably a big problem. This is throwing gasoline on the fire in my child's brain. And so then she goes home and she's ready to go wheat-free for the family because that's what we recommend. And dad says, what do you mean we're giving up wheat?
It's like, you're right.
It's like this, it's the staff of life. We're not going to do that. That's silly. So we put together a DVD. It's a professionally produced filming of my presentation to the general public that I did about 2 years ago. And it's two and a half hours long, and we talk about, for the general public, what is this thing, how does it affect the brain or skin or energy. And Susan Vest, who is the author of SpecialEats.com. She has a really wonderful cookbook. She's on that DVD also talking about how do you do this? How do you start a gluten-free diet?
Well, this would be a great tool. So, listeners, if you know someone who has a gluten sensitivity or you and your family may be concerned that you have a gluten sensitivity, this DVD sounds like kind of a nuts and bolts way to learn more about gluten and how to become a gluten-free. Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, it is, and it's quite startling. You know, doctors in the audience when I'm presenting or the general public, they sit there and sometimes their jaw drops, and it's an OMG. You know, I've got a 28-year-old daughter, and I try to be cool once in a while, but she keeps telling me, give it up, Dad, give it up. So it's an oh my God for people. I didn't know this. How come I don't know this? Because gluten sensitivity can affect any tissue of the body, absolutely any tissue, and you'd never know the problem you're having is from an allergy to wheat.
Well, let's explore that a little bit more, Dr. O'Brien, because I think that is so important for our listeners to understand is that sometimes they say, well, you know, I don't really have any intestinal symptoms. I may not have bloating or I may not have irritable bowel symptoms. My bowel movements are normal, yet they may not have those symptoms and still have a problem with gluten. Is that correct?
That's correct. The most common system affected by a gluten sensitivity is the brain and the nervous system. So what that means is it may be just fuzzy thinking, or your child's been diagnosed with attention deficit or hyperactivity. It could be epilepsy. As a matter of fact, 50% of the children who have drug-resistant epilepsy, which means the drugs don't work, and you know how heartbreaking that is when you're a parent and you see your child having a seizure and you're going to the best neurologist you can find and the drugs aren't working. 50% of those people are put in remission, meaning the seizures go away on a gluten-free diet. So it can affect, it can cause migraines, it can cause headaches, it can cause blurred vision, and that's just in the brain, a numbness and tingling in the fingers, the toes, the cheek, the tongue. I mean, they published a study in the journal Gastroenterology, which puts this a little more in perspective. Autoimmune diseases, in general, are the number three cause of mortality or death in this country. After cancer and heart disease, it's autoimmune diseases like psoriasis, lupus, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis. They did a study and they published in the journal Gastroenterology, and they found that if a child was diagnosed with a wheat allergy before the age of two, 5% of those children would go on to have another autoimmune disease in their life, never eating wheat again. If they were diagnosed between the ages of 2 and 10, it went to 17% of those children will have autoimmune diseases, never eating wheat again. If they're diagnosed after the age of 10, it was 23% of them would have another autoimmune disease, like rheumatoid arthritis, in their lifetime. In other words, wheat is the trigger that causes your immune system to go haywire. It's so very, very common, and the studies are coming out now that show up to 7 out of 10 people can have a sensitivity to wheat. 7 out of 10 people, and they don't know it.
Well, those are frightening numbers. I think that that statistic on drug-resistant epilepsy is just so much to point, and we've seen that at the Wyckoff Wellness Center as we really we aggressively test our patients for gluten sensitivity and wheat problems, and oftentimes it is the one thing that will have such a profound impact on their lives. And it's been interesting as I've begun and have practiced functional medicine over the last 12 years, we've seen probably the single biggest thing that will change a patient's life with chronic disease is to modify their diet. And oftentimes that includes taking them off gluten-containing foods.
Boy, that's true. You know, we don't think about this when we get a disease or a sickness or an illness. We go to our doctor and hopefully he finds out what's wrong and gets us back on track, usually with a medication or something. But usually what that does is it's putting a Band-Aid on the oozing wound. And you can't keep throwing gasoline on the fire and then trying to you use a fire hose to put the fire out. That you want to stop throwing gasoline on the fire, and that's why the first thing that most functional medicine practitioners will do, the very first thing, is look at what people are eating.
I think that's a great point, and certainly we've touched on other diseases with things like depression and chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, insomnia, brain fog, just even just a little decline in your ability to think clearly and to process numbers and to use your mind can all be related to manifestations of gluten sensitivity.
That's very true. That's very true.
Now, I know, Dr. O'Brien, you're going to be speaking here in the Detroit area on Friday, September 25th, 7 o'clock, Unlocking the Mysteries of Gluten Sensitivity. Now, this is a talk that's open to patients, am I right?
That's correct. This talk is designed for the general public. On the following day, on Saturday, we're doing an all-day event for physicians, but I'm coming into town early to do this on Friday night.
So, listeners, if you're interested, you can contact the Wyckoff Wellness Center. Well, we have information on our website about the seminar, but also it's Friday, September 25th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Inn at St. John's. That's in Plymouth, Michigan. It's $15 if you call and book in advance, and $20 at the door. And you can get that information from us at the Wyckoff Wellness Center. You can hear Dr. O'Brien on his public seminar series. And if we have any clinicians that are so interested, he's speaking the following morning on Saturday the 26th at the Inn at St. John's from 9 to 4:30. So keep those times and dates in mind. Now, listeners, we're going to have Dr. O'Brien for the rest of the show. He's kindly donating an autographed copy of his DVD, which goes through one of the lectures that he's given to the public. So give us a call. Let's talk a little bit about gluten, how gluten may be affecting your health, and what you can do to take charge of your life and get back on that path to health and wellness naturally. Our toll-free number, 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Health and Wellness Solutions with Dr. Wyckoff and O'Brien. We'll be right back.
Says doctors don't make house calls anymore. Welcome to Health and Wellness Solutions with Dr. John Wyckoff.
Good morning again, Michigan. This is Dr. Wyckoff, and we'd love to hear what's going on in your life, so give us a call this morning. The call is toll-free, and the information, hopefully, it'll be invaluable. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Or give us a call next week at the Wyckoff Wellness Center. We'd love to hear from you. 517-333-7270, 333-7270, or 800-471-0255, 800-471-0255. Or check us out on the web on our website at wyckoffwellness.com, wyckoffwellness.com. Well, we're here this morning with Dr. Thomas O'Brien. Dr. O'Brien is a national and international expert in the world of gluten sensitivity and how gluten affects not only the gastrointestinal tract, but the brain and other parts of the body. Good morning again, Dr. O'Brien.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to go to our callers. And callers, just to remind you, Dr. O'Brien is kindly donating a signed DVD, which is one of his public lectures that goes through gluten sensitivity and how you could take charge and understand how you can help your doctor find out if you have gluten sensitivity, and if you do, what you can do to take charge and treat that. Let's welcome Michael from Kentwood. Good morning, Michael. This is Dr. Wyckoff and Dr. O'Brien. How may we serve you this morning?
Good morning, doctors. My question is the effects, are there any studies or information on gluten as it relates to metastatic breast cancer or cancer in general? And as a second chronic illness, type 2 diabetes.
Well, Michael, thank you for calling. Great questions. Dr. O'Brien, what about in the world of cancer prevention, cancer treatment? What do you think in terms of gluten?
Well, Michael, that's a really good question. It's a multiple-phase answer. First, there's a couple of cancers that appear to be a little less frequent when one has celiac disease, which is when gluten sensitivity is affecting the intestines. Breast cancer is a little less frequent, as is prostate cancer, but most of the cancers are increased. Lymphomas and leukemias and cancers of the stomach, small intestine and large intestine. As a matter of fact, a paper just came out this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association talking about the mortality associated with celiac disease, and that and the summary at the end of the paper was that doctors need to start checking this much more frequently, because it's often the common trigger that sets off the disease that a person eventually gets diagnosed with.
Okay.
Including cancer.
And how about a person that already has the disease, as far as inflammation in the body and reducing inflammation.
That's a really good follow-up. It's a very good follow-up. And the answer is absolutely. We find so frequently that when you put a person on a gluten-free diet, and there's a couple things usually, gluten-free and dairy-free, within 2 weeks, the inflammation in their body goes down. They feel better. Their energy comes up. Their body has a little more reserve to deal with whatever the condition is that they're trying to fight.
You know, Michael, the other thing that we've seen and that we advocate at the Wyckoff Wellness Center is that if you can put your body, if you've got cancer and you're trying to combat a cancer, if you can help your body become more alkaline, raise the pH, your cellular function, your immune function will tend to increase. And cancer cells like a very acid environment. So if you can change that, and the most powerful way to change that is to change your diet. And foods that tend to make you acidic are all of the foods that contain gluten. So we're very aggressive with our cancer patients. We do a lot of alternative types of treatments at the Wyckoff Wellness Center. But at our first visit, I can guarantee if you've got a diagnosis of any cancer, we are talking about your diet. We are talking about what you should be eating, what you should be eliminating. And there's a great website. If you Google the Cancer Project, actually, they have a complimentary little paperback handout they'll send you, I believe, or for minimal cost, maybe shipping, that we utilize in our office that really walks you through what you should and shouldn't eat, not only to avoid cancer, but if you have cancer and you're going through whatever treatments you've chosen, whether it's chemotherapy, radiation therapy, surgery, whatever.
Okay, and that was the Cancer Project?
Yes, it's a great resource. If you can't find it, call my office. I'll send you a copy of their dietary guideline booklet. It'd be a privilege to do that.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Make sure we get your contact information, Michael. Frank will get that, and we'll get you a copy of Dr. O'Brien's DVD. Thanks for calling this morning. Well, that was a great call. We see a lot of cancer patients in our practice, unfortunately, Dr. O'Brien, and we're really aghast that conventional doctors just will not give any, they want to give lip service to the idea of modifying your diet. It's really sad.
It's so startling, and it just makes sense that something about the way we live has to contribute to when our bodies don't run well. You know, I mean, if you put bad gas in a car, it's not going to run for you very well. It's going to spitter and sputter. And that's what happens in disease, is that the body is spittering and sputtering.
No, it was so amazing. I saw a new patient this last week, and we were talking to them about changing their diet. And you could see this idea look in their face. I said, you must be kidding me. Our oncologist said that I should be having more ice cream and more sugar because he didn't want him to lose weight. He had been losing weight. His answer for that was not to eat more nutritional foods, but eat really more what you would consider junk foods. It was just amazing to me. And that was really what they were taught to believe.
Well, really sad. You bet. And it's I think oncologists, you want the very best oncologists you can find, and their job and their specialty is how to kill cancer cells.
Yep.
Their specialty is not how to build a strong body.
Well, we have another caller. Callers and lines are open. Give us a call. We'll get you a copy of Dr. O'Brien's DVD, and we can talk about gluten problems. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. But let's welcome Arlene from Lansing. Good morning, Arlene. Dr. Wyckoff and Dr. O'Brien, how may we serve you?
Good morning, doctors, and thank you for taking my call. Listening to you has aroused my curiosity an awful lot. We have a daughter who thought she was gluten sensitive, and so just on her own, she's kind of experimenting at this point. Then my husband has memory problems and aches and pains all over and dizziness, but not to the, doesn't fall over or anything, just every once in a while feeling dizzy. So I wondered if any of this had anything to do with what you're talking about. And now listening to you while I'm waiting, I hear the cancer thing, and I'm being treated for Waldenström's macroglobulinemia.
Sure.
Have you ever heard
that's
of that?
That's a mouthful. Oh, yes, I've heard of it and seen it, yes.
Yes, and it has to do with my cells producing too much protein.
You're right.
So I had a little bit of chemo to begin with, but now I get a IV once a month that is boosting my immune system so that I don't get bronchitis and pneumonia every year. And that has helped tremendously. But I'm wondering if this is all our diets that are crazy. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Brian, what do you think about the first part of her question in terms of her daughter with gluten problems and her husband who's dealing with some kind of brain fog issues?
Yes, it's a very good question. The number one system of the body that's affected is the brain, much more common than the intestines, where you'll notice symptoms. And especially in seniors, There's a loss of cognitive function, meaning their thinking is not quite clear. They sometimes have a history of headaches or dizziness. Losing your balance is very common. And I would say that it's critical that you have this checked out by a doctor who knows what they're doing, like Dr. Wyckoff. It's critical. And in the meantime, until you get an appointment, you just go gluten-free for 2 weeks and notice what happens. And that means completely gluten-free. You can't have any. And you might want to tell your daughter this. You can't be a little pregnant.
Yeah.
And you can't have a little gluten, because even a little bit of gluten will stimulate the immune system, and then the whole inflammatory cascade occurs. So when you're completely gluten-free, chances are very good your husband's aches and pains all over his body are going to reduce dramatically within 2 weeks.
Well, even at the store yesterday, we were looking up gluten-free packaged materials, and they do have them now.
Yes.
Well, Arlena, also, if you're interested, I'm speaking today at Better Health in Frandor in Lansing at 3 o'clock. If you want to come down, they're doing a health fair. A number of practitioners will be there. But if you want to learn more about gluten and such, stop down. I'd love to have you come down and listen to me.
Well, we'll see if we can make that, sir, and thank you very much for the invitation.
We will get you a copy of Dr. O'Brien's DVD, and thank you for calling and listening this morning.
On that DVD, does it mention sort of a menu to follow?
Yes, Susan Vest talks about how do you begin this.
A little bit. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Very welcome.
Thank you very much, Arlene. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
I know, Dr. O'Brien, I think one of the things that I remember learning from you when I heard you speak a couple years ago is you used a description of a fingernail broken into 16 pieces, like 16 pieces of a pie. And I believe you said if you took one piece of that nail, 1/16 of the nail, and had a morsel of gluten, that it potentially would set someone back 6 months in terms of their ability to heal their gastrointestinal system and reduce that gluten inflammation.
That's correct. And the title of that paper is A Milligram of Gluten a Day Keeps the Villus Healing Away.
Yes, and that I use that analogy over and over with my patients. It's so vivid. They can really, you sit there with your thumbnail and say, okay, divide it into 16 pieces and imagine one morsel of gluten, one morsel of bread or a cupcake or a piece of cake or whatever you have, and that's going to take away 6 months of work.
Yes, and it's the Codex requirements, which is an international governing body that says if you have more than 20 parts per million, so 20 parts per million, which is nothing. I mean, it would be difficult to measure that without very sophisticated equipment. That's all it takes to activate the immune system to fight gluten. That's all it takes.
Well, let's see. Let's take another caller. I'd like to welcome Mary from Grand Rapids. Good morning, Mary. This is Dr. Wyckoff and Dr. O'Brien. How may we serve you?
Hi, I'm glad you're doing this, because I was just diagnosed with gluten, and I don't understand all the things I can eat and things like this and how it's supposed to affect you. I've lost a lot of weight since I started on this gluten diet.
Well, Mary, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Could you tell me then what kind of, can you eat rye bread and things? I got a list of foods that are alkaline, and I got a list of foods that are acidic. So I'm going to stick to the alkaline food, as you said, or how does that work? And what about rye bread?
Yep. Dr. O'Brien, we've got about 40 seconds. We can carry Mary over, but why don't you go ahead and
That's a really good question, Mary, and here's the bottom line. You eat almost a pound of vegetables a day, almost a pound. Five different colors, because every color is a different family of vitamins and nutrients. A pound of vegetables a day. Some good healthy proteins, you know, like fish, four times a week. Good healthy proteins, not lunch meats. You can have rice and you can have fruit, a little bit of fruit, but no rye bread, no wheat, rye, or barley. You just stay away from all of it, and you're going to notice
wait,
and eat
no
rice.
Wheat, rye,
no rye bread.
Barley?
Nope.
Okay.
Yep. And eat rice. Have rice in your diet. And there are other grains. Dr. Wyckoff's office can give you directions on where to go to find other grains that you can eat, because there's wheat-free pasta. So it doesn't mean you can't have pasta. You just can't have pasta that's made from wheat.
Mary, we've got to go to break. Thank you for calling. We'll get you that DVD. Lines are open. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Who says doctors don't make house calls anymore? Welcome to Health and Wellness Solutions with Dr. John Wyckoff.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Wyckoff with Dr. O'Brien this morning, and we'd love to hear from you. Our lines are open. Give us a call. Let's chat about your health and wellness. 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Or give us a call at the Wyckoff Wellness Center. We're in East Lansing, 1226 Michigan Avenue, just on the north side of the Michigan Avenue Boulevard, about four blocks down the road from Sears and about four blocks the other way from the Harrison Roadhouse, right on the edge of East Lansing and Lansing. Our phone number, 517-333-7270, 333-7270, or 800-471-0255, 800-471-0255. Or check us out on the internet at wyckoffwellness.com. WYCOFFwellness.com. A lot of information on the website under our Learn More tab. Things about gluten and gluten sensitivity, how you can maybe find out and get the right testing done or at least the right trial of therapy to see if you're gluten sensitive. And listeners, just a couple upcoming events. This afternoon, if you're at all interested, I'm going to be speaking at Better Health. They're having a health fair. It's the Better Health in Frandor, 315 North Clippert, from 3 to 4 p.m. The title of the talk is Alternative or Cutting Edge Alternative Medicine. And we're going to talk about some of the exciting things we do at our practice, like ultraviolet blood irradiation and chelation and intravenous vitamin mineral infusions and low-dose allergy treatments and all these types of things. So if you have any interest in any services that we've done or you just want to come down, ask some questions from 3 to 4, I'll be there. I know the health fair is running, I think, all afternoon, Better Health in Frandor. And we have our September seminar. We're kicking off our fall seminar series. We do a monthly seminar at the Wyckoff Wellness Center in East Lansing. The September seminar is on fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. We'll certainly be talking about gluten in that talk. September 30th, that's a Wednesday night, 6 to 8 p.m. So fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, it's at the Wyckoff Wellness Center, September 30th, 6 to 8 p.m. Give us a call at 333-7270 and confirm your seat. Well, we have Dr. O'Brien with us this morning. Dr. O'Brien is an international expert on gluten sensitivity. And good morning again, Dr. O'Brien.
Good morning.
And we have a signed DVD from Dr. O'Brien for anyone who calls today with a question about gluten problems. And we're going to go to our next caller, Carol from Langsburg. Good morning, Carol. This is Dr. Wyckoff and Dr. O'Brien. How may we serve you?
Good morning, doctor. I have a question. If one has taken a blood test for gluten sensitivities or allergies, and it came back negative, is that necessarily true?
Carol, you must be, like, prophetic. Dr. O'Brien and I were talking about that exact question on break. Dr. O'Brien, share with Carol what you told me.
Yes. Well, the most common diagnosis of wheat allergies is called celiac disease, and that's when it affects the intestines. And if your intestines are lined with shag carpeting on the inside, and that's how we absorb our vitamins. Each shag absorbs a different vitamin or mineral or protein. And celiac disease is when the shags wear down and eventually you get Berber and you no longer have shag carpeting. The blood tests that look for celiac disease, which is how doctors check for wheat allergies most of the time, the blood tests are extremely accurate, if you have what's called total villus atrophy and you've got Berber. So when you've got Berber, the blood tests are very accurate. If you've just got a little wearing down and it hasn't gotten so severe that there's no shags left, or if you're at the inflammatory state before the wearing down has begun, and the symptoms certainly can be occurring before the shags have worn down, the blood tests are wrong up to 7 out of 10 times. So unfortunately, doctors don't know this, and so they'll think the blood tests are 100% accurate, and when it comes back and says, no, you don't have a problem with this, and then you go home and you eat wheat and you still feel sick.
Mm-hmm.
That's very common, very, very common. In our lectures, when you all have 200, 300 people in a room, I'll say, how many of you had the experience? Your doctors told you that your blood tests were normal, and so you go home and eat wheat and you still feel sick, but then you stop eating wheat and you feel better. Let me see a show of hands, and so many people will raise their hands, maybe a third of the room, a fourth of the room, have had that exact experience that you're asking about.
And I think, Dr. Brian, you shared with me during the break that if you don't have complete villus atrophy, if you don't have that Berber carpet, you'll probably miss about two-thirds of these patients by routine blood testing. It's just not going to show up.
Right. It's 33% is 33% accurate, yeah. Meaning it's wrong almost 7 out of 10 times.
Yeah. Carol, I hope that helps. We'll get you a copy of Dr. O'Brien's DVD. Thank you for listening and calling this morning.
May I ask one other
thing? Oh, please, go ahead.
Vitamin D, I was told to take 2,000 IU daily because my body seemingly doesn't absorb it or utilize it.
Sure.
Well, would that also be interconnected?
Yeah, it's a great question, and vitamin D is something we test every day at the Wyckoff Wellness Center in Michigan. In this climate where we never see the sun, or we don't get enough sun, you can easily take 2,000 IUs per day per 100 pounds of body weight. So if you're 150 pounds, you can probably do 3,000. Get your blood test checked. It's a very inexpensive test, 25-hydroxy vitamin D. Keep your level between about 50 nanograms per ml and 80 nanograms per ml. I guarantee you'll feel better, especially during the winter months.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Well, let's pick up another caller. Let's get Dorothy from Grand Rapids. Good morning, Dorothy. Dr. Wyckoff and Dr. O'Brien, how may we serve you?
Yes, I just wanted to confirm your comments because I have a 7-year-old granddaughter who was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. She had a lot of bowel cramping and bowel problems, and my daughter refused to have her put on medication for her rheumatoid arthritis.
Dorothy, let me just interrupt you. We're going on a hard break. Can you hang on, and we'll pick you up right after the break?
Yes.
Hang on. We'll be right back. Our lines are open, 888-900-9966, Health and Wellness Solutions with Dr. Wyckoff and Dr. O'Brien. We'll be right back.
Says doctors don't make house calls anymore. Welcome to Health and Wellness Solutions with Dr. John Wyckoff.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Wyckoff and Dr. O'Brien. Dr. O'Brien, tell our listeners a little bit more about the public seminar series that's coming up this next weekend.
Yes, as I'm traveling around the country, we're doing lay lectures the evening before or the evening after I'm lecturing to doctors. And that's coming up here in the metropolitan Detroit, Lansing, Ann Arbor area next Friday evening. And that's a 2-hour talk where I give an overview of what is gluten sensitivity, how many different systems of the body can it affect, and what do you do about it. And it always, for example, gluten sensitivity, miscarriages may be the only manifestation that it's an allergy to wheat that's caused your problems. It could be miscarriages. It could be attention deficit, epilepsy, psoriasis. The list goes on and on. So we'll have a 2-hour get-together next week on that in Plymouth.
And that's Friday the 25th, 7 to 9 p.m., the Inn at St. John's in Plymouth, Michigan. They can give our office a call for more information, or they can contact your website for more information. How would they do that?
That's correct. The website is www.thedr.com, thedoctor.com.
So people, take advantage of this opportunity. This is Dr. O'Brien is not in Michigan very often, so it would be a great talk. And clinicians, there's more information if you want to stay Saturday, the 26th, from 9 to 4:30 for health practitioners, any practitioner on the nutrigenomic therapies for autoimmune disease. So give us a call at the Wyckoff Wellness Center, 333-7270. We'll hook you up. Let's go back to Dorothy in Grand Rapids. Dorothy, good morning again, Dr. Wyckoff and Dr. O'Brien. Thank you for holding.
Yes.
Dr. O'Brien, I think Dorothy had a daughter with rheumatoid arthritis and was wondering about what she could do short of taking a lot of medications.
Yes. Well, the first thing you always want to do with any diagnosis is, what am I putting in my mouth? That we don't think about this, but every forkful of food is either inflammatory, it causes a fire in your body, or it's anti-inflammatory. There are no neutrals except for healthy water. That's the only neutral. So everything we eat is either going to cause more problems or help us deal with the problems that our bodies have to address every day. And with arthritides, and the last caller whose elder husband has aches and pains all over, it's the same thing. And with autoimmune diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis or psoriasis, with any of the autoimmune diseases, there are numerous studies that show that going on a gluten-free diet reduces the symptomatology and often eliminates the autoimmune disease. The antibodies are gone within 6 months to a year.
Yes, I do agree with you, and that was my comment about calling. My daughter did do some research about her daughter's cramping and rheumatoid arthritis, and she is now cooking and baking tea-free foods, and her daughter, who is 7 years old, is now a happy, contented little girl, and she's running, jumping, swimming, and very happy.
So, high five to your daughter. High five to her.
I agree with you, and that was my comment for today. It does work.
Well, thank you.
Dorothy, thank you for calling so much, and we'll get you a copy of Dr. O'Brien's DVD. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go quickly to Linda in Tustin. Good morning, Linda. Dr. Wyckoff and Dr. O'Brien, how may we serve you?
Good morning. I have been basically just ill for 3 years, and I've described it to everybody as I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then I was on heavy naproxen for joint pains and muscle pains, and I'm so heavy that I went off because I think it damaged my ears, so I now have constant ringing in the ears. And that seemed to be the main culprit. I don't know, but I went off it. My doctor put me on Cymbalta for the discouragement from being sick all the time and for the pain things. Now, then I read in a magazine about gluten. I had not heard of it, and I went down the symptoms, and it was just me all the way. So my doctor had the test done. I'm not celiac. I don't have the celiac disease, but... And now I am off the gluten, and I just feel like a new person every day. I just feel better. And I'm wondering about, I think it's the gluten that did it instead of Cymbalta. I'd like to go off the Cymbalta, but I'm nervous that I get all that pain reaction, that maybe was it. Would you think it was more likely the gluten?
Okay.
Go ahead, Dr. Brian.
Thank you. There's a very likely chance that gluten is the culprit here. And the recommendation we always give to our patients is you go back to your prescribing doctor and you say, you know what, I'm feeling a whole lot better. Let's run a test here, and would you watch me and wean me down on this medication? Slowly, you know, whatever pace you think is right, doctor. But let's try weaning me down, because I think the foods had a lot to do with this, you know, because I'm carrying the extra weight, and now I'm feeling better, and I'm losing a little weight. So I want to see, is it the foods or is it the drugs that are helping me? And every doctor is willing to do that, as long as you're being sensible and rational and not being a fanatic.
Linda, thank you so much for calling. We're coming to the end of the show. We're going to get you a copy of Dr. O'Brien's DVD, signed and autographed. So thank you for calling and listening today. Well, Dr. O'Brien, we've got three other callers. I'm going to see if maybe we can hook them after the show and we can talk for a minute, if you can hang on just a little bit longer.
That would be fine.
And thanks, everyone, for calling. Hang on. I know I've got Marie and Jim on the line. I'm sorry we can't get you live, but we'll try to talk with you a little bit after the program's over. You can get a hold of Dr. O'Brien, your website again?
www.thedoctor.com.
And if you want to hear Dr. O'Brien, it's this coming Friday, the 25th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Inn of St. John's, Unlocking the Mysteries of Gluten Sensitivity. I'll be down at Better Health in Frandor today. Stop by. Until next week, God bless you all. Have a great week.